Lecture 3, Byzantine Zenith in the Macedonian Age.
In this lecture, I want to cover three main topics dealing with Byzantine Zenith in the time of Basil II, whom I've mentioned in previous lectures. And Basil II is often regarded as the most successful emperor since Justinian in the 6th century AD. He's often credited with ruling in splendid isolation. And the three topics I'd like to cover would be those policies of Basil II that were so important in imperial expansion, in forging certain institutions that allowed the Byzantine Empire to survive a catastrophic defeat which sparked the whole summoning of the Crusades. Then the other two topics are a rather extended look at Basil's relationships with the Western Europeans on the one hand, and his interests in the wider Near East with the Islamic empires, and particularly the role he had to play in assisting the great expansion of the pilgrimage trade in the late 9th and 10th century, and the severing of that trade by the Seljuk Turks in the 1070s and the 1080s is going to be one of the immediate causes for the launching of the First Crusade. So we want to really look at these three main issues in Basil II. There are a lot of others to discuss, but I think these will bear very clearly on our course on the Crusades. Now, Basil, in effect, created a second heartland. For centuries, the Byzantine Empire had drawn most of its recruits, its resources, its money from Anatolia, Asia Minor, today Turkey. The Balkan provinces, including most of Greece, had been overrun by Slavic invaders during the 7th and 8th centuries, and these regions were only under a limited control by the Byzantine emperors. To some extent, at the time of Basil's accession, the Byzantines essentially controlled the southern shores of Greece and really the Mediterranean zones, the islands, the towns, and in some ways the relationship looks very similar to what existed in archaic Greece back in the 7th and 8th centuries BC. Well, Basil conquered Bulgaria, and by Bulgaria we mean a good deal of what is now Serbia, Bulgaria, Albania. It was a momentous undertaking. He spent most of his reign suppressing the Bulgarians in these complicated guerrilla wars, and it climaxed in a great victory in the Kleidon Pass, where Basil got his nickname, Bulgar Slayer, because after defeating the Bulgarians, he reputedly put out the eyes of all the Bulgarians captured, except I think one in 100 was left with one eye and sent them back as a gift to the Bulgar Tsar, or the Bulgarian Tsar Samuel, who instantly died of a heart attack. We're not sure if the numbers are correct, but Basil apparently mutilated a lot of Bulgarians and broke Bulgarian resistance. However, upon the conquest of Bulgaria, this was in 1014, by 1016, within 2 years of that victory, Bulgaria was firmly under imperial control. That victory resulted in a number of important consequences. One is the Byzantines now recovered the Balkan regions, very rich in mines, forests, brought all these Slavic peoples who had been brought into the Orthodox Church now under direct Byzantine control. Imperial frontiers now marched side by side with the Kingdom of Hungary, and the Byzantines had access, political access, immediately with Western Europe. Hungary was a kingdom associated with the Holy Roman Emperor and had gone over to the Latin Church. Second, Basil proved to be an extremely able administrator, not only a great conqueror. He respected the local institutions of the Bulgars, the Serbians, the Albanians, all of these people brought under imperial control. Their particular Slavic rite was respected. Taxes were collected in a traditional manner. Many Bulgarians and Serbians of merit gained positions at court. And furthermore, Basil handed out estates to many Byzantine nobles, many of them by origin from Asia Minor, and built up, in effect, a second imperial heartland in the Balkans. Now, that was an important point, because when the Byzantines lose Asia Minor after the Battle of Manzikert in 1071, and the Seljuk Turks occupy the previous imperial heartland, the old heartland of Asia Minor, that Balkan heartland allowed the emperors to regenerate their political power and take on the Seljuk Turks in the 11th and 12th century, of course, with the Crusaders as their allies. And that is to the credit of Basil. It was an impressive undertaking.